tsunami's back, bitches.
Took you long enough.
This has been an experience we will never forget.
This ain't no time to go all mushy.
Don't lecture me. I've waited long enough.
What are you playing during this, B-dubs?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 175 of the Toonami Escape Podcast. I think that's the number. Don't quote me.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that, and then it'll be like, episode 230 has popped up on your feed.
I'm looking now. But you can continue.
Okay. I'm Greg Zeno. Tonight we have B-dubs.
Hello.
And C-Kohler.
Hello.
Man, I'm still exhausted after that epic episode we did last week.
Yes, the one for the ages.
One for the ages.
The one they'll never see.
we had to delete it because somebody said something.
Something horrible. They had a gamer moment.
We'll let you imagine who that was.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Somebody said, SpongeBob is bad, and so we had to kill them and bury the body.
I mean, it's not great, let's be real.
One of these three people here is a replacement.
That doesn't make
identical
sense.
Identical in every way.
Oh, you mean somebody's doing an impersonation of me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wait, you just admitted it!
Oh my god!
You said
my name
me.
Is George. I'm doing the voice of C-Kohler tonight.
This there seems like some bullshit,
yeah.
But...
I
wait,
believe
you're
it.
Not even paying me?
Nope.
Well, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
No one gets paid.
All right, everybody back into character.
Okay. The Forge. It's here. All
right. It is.
It's kind of it's come with the minimum of fanfare, I feel.
It's true. I mean, we've had so many of these lately, so it's like, you know.
It's exactly what I thought it would be so far. Like, I predicted, I think, after they showed, like, the very, very first teaser thing at whatever that con was, I was like, I bet this will be the origin story of Tom.
Probably.
This is definitely the factory that makes Tom.
Yeah, or, like Tom this is where he came one. From, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he needs a new arm, so they're going to get him one this way.
So, yeah, the ship, what's it called?
Which
one? Absolution?
The Vindication.
Oh, the Vindication.
Yeah, so the Vindication...
Yeah, they got crazy. They changed the name of the ship.
Oh, okay, so hang on. Let's just be real here and acknowledge it. The whole reason they changed the name to the Vindication is probably because DeMarco feels like he was proven right that Tsunami's doing well and someone told him it would do poorly.
Maybe. I can see that.
Oh, well, people, like, it was a vote, right? For the name of the base. They called it back when they were in the bridge in the desert.
Yeah, it was called the Vindication Station.
It was called Vindication Base.
Or yeah, or something like that. Yeah.
And then it's like, oh wait, it's actually a giant ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, the ship gets pulled through hyperspace out of their control, and then it shows up in front of like this salvage ship, and then they get boarded, and it turns out there's some guy who has the voice of Jet. Who has a bunch of minions who look just like Tom, who are basically pillaging the ship and stealing stuff. And that's about it. And they capture Tom.
Sounds about right.
Yep. Also, they killed the Clydes.
Oh, yeah. The Clydes are, like, straight up dead.
God damn it.
Yeah, and then Tom runs into a, like, proto-Tom. And the only thing that wasn't clear to me was with that character, the bad guy, I don't think that's a robot. Because I thought I saw, like, alien feet and hands on him.
Not sure.
But that's it. I mean, I think I'm more interested in this tie than I am any of the others.
Yeah, I didn't...
I can see that.
The Intruder 3 was really the one where it was just like, wow, we didn't really need this.
Exactly.
The Intruder is some sandworms who want you to take their baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to the sandworm baby?
George is still there. They're literally talking about it in this episode of The Forge. Like, hey, George is getting really big.
Forgot about him.
And they're like, go hide, Georgia, and while we fight these guys. I think they're going to dump this worm off at the end of this.
Probably, so, because they haven't really done anything with them.
So that's because they don't change the stuff up that often.
this is the only time it could happen, really.
Yeah. The time Georgia does stuff is during a bump or during an opening sequence, but that never changes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like you said, they set it up basically at the very beginning. It's like, I think he's getting too big, and so this is obviously going to be the port where they like part ways. Or like, can we? Yeah. They even said like, can we find a planet like that one? The real questions are, will they explain where Tom came from, which I think they will, and then the other question is, what will the end result of this tie be? Will they be in space still, or will they go back to a planet?
So, as Tom blithely points out in this episode, it feels like every one of us changes every, like, 12 to 16 months.
Yeah.
Yes, this is true.
So, I think we're probably going to get a new Tom.
Could be.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, probably the forge for Toms.
Yeah, or like he'll be like mostly the same, but like slightly different, like they did last time where they just changed his arm.
Fucked up even more.
Well, no, I think they're going to fix him.
No, I think they're going to fix him, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if it's the place that builds Toms, then.
Look, if they're just going to fix him, it's like, okay.
I do have a wild theory, though. One of the other, like, proto-Toms that's walking around will become the new Tom. Like, they'll transfer his mind into him or something.
Now, Tom is orange.
Yeah.
You can see that. Yeah, all right. I mean, he did get pretty fucked up, let's be real.
No, they're going to bring back old, short Tom.
It would be funny if that had, like, a cameo in this. Because, like, they'll probably show, like, other Toms and they'll all be there, like, all the old ones.
Here's Tom 4. Like, guess what? Tom 4 is back. He's the new Tom.
The creepy
face. No, they're bringing back Moltar, let's be real.
No, they wouldn't do that after the guy died.
I don't
died.
Think they could do that because of the guy who did him is gone. I mean, they'd be like, no, that would be kind of stepping on eggshells.
Maybe they could do Space Ghost. That'd be cool.
Space Ghost.
Fucking Space Ghost, man. Coast to coast.
Tom jumps around the corner with a gun. Space Ghost, what are you doing here?
I don't like the idea that the Space Ghost universe is the same one that Toonami takes place in.
No, Toonami actually takes hilarious. Place in the Rick and Morty universe.
Oh, it could God, be. No.
We're running an anime block, Morty.
Honestly, it would be a lot of fun to like sort of have a real show within a show, but I feel like the only thing that would be cheap enough would be like Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Because at that point, all you need is someone to do the voice and nothing else.
I wish we got more weirdness with the bumps this time, but it looks like this time they just decided it's orange now, and we updated the bumps, and these are probably going to be the bumps after the tie
I don't think so. I think they're going to do like they did last time, that this is temporary, and then once everything settles at the end, there will be new look.
New bumps, yeah.
I think there will be a new look. I think the bumps are going to be the same.
Maybe. You mean the video that plays?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Possibly. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say, but maybe. I mean, I don't really even care because I think they just changed them. I think there will be a new package around those videos, but then I do hope that like a month from now they change.
Because what's going to change?
Yeah, the package will change, but I hope from like a month from now the videos change again.
You see, the thing is, because they changed them now and didn't do like some crazy stuff with them, this is it. That's it. That's what they're going to be.
I feel like they said they don't do like more changes simply because it costs money and they're doing a lot of these things.
Well, now they don't have an excuse anymore because this is it.
Yeah. This is it for a while, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like they thought we wanted more of this and we did at the time, and then we kind of realized, oh, this isn't really as great as we thought it would be.
Like, if this was the reason we'd never got new bumps, it's like, okay, I'll make that trade.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, but God. I mean, the thing is that, like, just to conclude on this topic, the Forge is, like I said, for me, pretty much exactly what I expected. It's not blowing me away. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's just, it exists, and it's all right.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
I'm not really sure why these things happen, to be honest with you.
I mean, I think it started off because we thought it was fun, and I'm like, it kind of is. But I also feel like we get them too often now.
Well, it's because Intruder, so they did the Intruder, and then that became a legend thing, and then they did it a bunch more times, and now it's no longer that. Yeah, now it's just fine.
I feel like it's just sort of happening this point.
I'm kind of asking more on like a business point of view. Like, why do this? Do they think that people want these, or do they think they need to do these to like build the brand or something?
I think it's because they think people want it, you know?
Huh.
Because I'm pretty sure I do remember that sort of question coming up at some point, you know?
Yeah, it's weird. And I could be wrong. Yeah. Like, I just don't see the demand for it, but then maybe I'm just not seeing it.
At this point, I don't think there is. That's sort of why they put an end to it. But I do remember at one point people going, oh, yeah, no, we'd love more of these.
Okay.
When they asked, you know?
Like, I'm trying to think back to, like, those con Q&As and panels and stuff. And, like, mm-hmm. when they announce these things, do people go, yeah? Or do they were just sort of, like, clapping their hands going, oh, okay,
I think at first everyone was all excited and stuff. And then we started doing them too much. And it was like, I mean, it works like every, like three or four years. Yeah, every 3 or 4 years, it's like, yeah, okay, we can do it now. But
all right, let's get a new ship or a new Tom or
I'm cool with it existing for that reason. Yeah. I mean, I want the package to change.
Yeah, it just feels like it's happening a little too often at this point.
Well, it won't happen again, probably. So this is it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not for another, you know, few years, I would think.
Yeah.
Anyway, My Hero Academia. My Hero Academia, episode 64, The Scoop on UA Class 1A. In this episode, you thought MHA was back, but no, it was opening season recap. Yay.
I thought I liked this episode. I know it's filler, but like I think it was done pretty well for a filler recap episode. It kind of felt like canon to me. I know that's blasphemy, but it did.
Other than the fact that now this random reporter is in on the secret and it's like, no.
I kind of like that idea. That's kind of why it works for me, but you're right.
It would be a laugh.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, he can't be the only person in the world who hasn't figured that out anyway. But basically this guy who's a like really good reporter, you know, he goes to UA to learn all about the people, and under the guise that he's trying to figure out who is All Might's successor, realizes right away, oh, by the way, retcon, this guy's father was saved by All Might's like original appearance. You know, I guess that's
I think that was a different one.
Oh,
I don't think that's a retcon.
And that wasn't the most famous one or something. Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm sure All Might dramatically posed holding people in front of a giant fire a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does seem like he does. It's funny. It seems like the kind of thing he's into.
It was funny. I was watching the episode, and like they got to the scene where like Deku and him are sitting down outside talking, and I was about to type into the thread. I was like, so is this guy like quirkless? And then suddenly he shows off his quirk, which is that he has like camera lenses all over his body.
Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, totally. Hey, do you have trypophobia?
dead useful though.
Yeah, I guess. It's weird.
This dude would make a killing in the porn industry.
Oh, 100%.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's true though. He absolutely would.
Yeah, he would. Man, think about that. Think about the. Oh man, I don't even want to go there. I mean,
it's Google Glasses, you know.
Right, but not even that. I'm thinking about like this world and like its porn industry.
Oh like, Jesus!
Well, that would be super weird.
I know.
Like if you thought regular porn was weird.
Anyway, let's cleanse our minds for a moment.
No, this is the only thing we're talking about now.
We have to go deeper.
What is the porn?
There are so many fetishes yet to be discovered in this world, isn't there?
Yes, there are.
Okay, so anyway, the other thing I liked about this episode was the animation was really good, too. Like, it was a really nice-looking episode. So, yeah. I guess the good news is that even though it was filler, it was well-made.
Yeah. I feel like the sort of seasonal format that they have here allows them to, you know, sort of do better work, almost.
Yeah, I agree. They're not pro-roing it.
Yeah, because I've been arguing for this for, like, years now, and to see it actually in place and, you know, working more or less how I assumed would happen, I feel kind of vindicated. I'm like, yeah, I told all you guys it would be better this way.
Yeah.
Hey, did I hear that this is the final season?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they're more or less caught up after this. I don't think
technically they haven't announced a season 5. They will. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's enough content there yet to do a proper, you know, full season after this is done.
I must have heard something wrong then. I swear I heard somebody say that and it just sort of blew my mind. I'm like, what? This is a super popular show. What are you talking about?
I mean, people always
say...
You're
probably thinking of Attack on Titan.
Yeah, Attack on Titan is definitely going into the last seasons. Because that thing is ending, I think, in the next year.
But yeah, MHA, it's back. Woohoo!
Kind of happy.
Me too.
Also, apparently this was like the first Total Immersion event ever with no Dragon Ball.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I mean, that's kind of...
Dragon, like, you know. Ball? What's that?
Without...
What?
I'm kind of glad. I mean, I'm glad that... Again, I think I said this last week. I'm glad that the block is beginning with a premiere and it's a popular show and it's not just Dragon Ball. So,
I feel like it's good that they're able to do stuff and have it be popular and have it not be Dragon Ball.
That's what. Yeah, me too. Yeah, exactly.
We say this, but then when Lupin the Third ends, it's going to be Dragon Ball again.
Well, yeah, whatever, but I'm just mean like at the beginning, because like that's the thing that was bugging me about like the reruns of Super and the reruns of Kai. It's like nobody shows up to watch when that shit is reruns, you know?
Yeah.
They watched it back in the day when it's like just ending in the middle of an arc.
Well, we didn't know any better back then.
It's like end in the middle of Namek, all the way back to Saiyan arc. Fuck you. You're going to watch it anyway.
Well, I mean, at that point it was like, you know, there was no internet and you couldn't like watch it anywhere else. And, you know, we were kind of at their mercy, you know, and it was like, oh, I missed a couple episodes here and there. So this will give me a chance to, you know, see them hopefully. And not realizing that all the episodes you missed are just Goku screaming.
Goku taking a shit in the bushes loudly.
Yeah.
One Punch Man! One Punch Man, episode 17, the martial arts tournament. In this episode, oh god, we're really doing this martial arts tournament, huh?
I still can't believe they're actually doing that one. I mean, it's literally filler Murata did for reasons I don't understand.
The reasons were they caught up to the original webcomic because he had been doing Love Psycho instead.
No, they were still pretty far ahead.
Also, Murata just wanted to draw cool shit.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah,
because I remember looking at it at the time, and it was literally at the end of the Gauru arc, this arc, and I was kind of like, wait, why is he going off and doing this? They just ended the arc. There's no reason for, you know.
Well, if it's kind of the opposite then, because if Murata wanted to just draw cool shit, the anime didn't want to draw anything at all, like those backgrounds that they just basically skipped out on in this episode. Like, during the Garu fight, there's just, like, nothing. Just big.
We're fighting in Bleach Land.
Yeah, it's just big empty voids behind them as they fight.
Yeah.
Pretty lazy.
Would you believe that people say that Metal Bat versus Garo was one of the best fights in the manga?
Well, in the manga, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Not from this, you wouldn't.
No.
I really don't get some of the choices they made with this season. I mean, honestly, I'm not as bothered by it as...
No, you know, it's just some you notice are, it sometimes.
It's, yeah, it's just one of those things that you notice it because last season was so, you know, spectacular.
I'll tell you the thing that bugged me about this episode. There were two things that wasn't had anything to do with the animation. One was they introduced like 75 characters in this episode. I'm sure like none of them matter, but they
none
just,
of them matter.
They just kept introducing character after character after character, and it's like, what? And then the other thing was like it was really poorly paced. Like the pacing was just all over the place.
I mean, you can really tell that this isn't like original content.
The martial arts tournament is just this this gigantic glob of, and now it's time to slow the fuck down.
Yeah, no, because like the Murata's current stuff is actually getting near the end of this arc. And it's sort of getting super hype again because you're seeing like all this crazy shit. And it's like, oh, damn, that's really cool. I loved it. Like they just had a fight that I'm like, oh, man, if they had animated this in like the season one style, it literally would have been the fight of the forever. Like, like nobody would ever shut up about this fight.
Which one is it?
The Saitama versus Orochi.
Oh,
it looks so good.
Oh, that came out, huh? That happened.
Yeah, it's the current fight. It just happened, like literally this weekend. You can go and read it on the Shonen Jump app, and it's just one of those things. It's like it looks so cool, you know, and I just picture it in like the style of the first anime season, and I'm like, oh man, this would win best fight heads and tails over literally anything else in the universe if it was like animated to that level, you know. Like I you could probably put that against anything else, and knowing that there's a better fight in the arc coming is like, you know. But it's just one of those things where it's like, oh, they're gonna screw it up.
Well, the thing that saved the episode for me was when Nanako from Persona 4 showed up.
She did, didn't she?
Stop fighting!
She's like, no fighting! And then Garo's like, okay.
But that's all I'm good for.
Oh, well.
Yeah, Metal Bat's pretty cool. I like him a lot more than I did the first time we saw him.
Yeah.
He's just a big... He's just powered by delinquent rage. And
yes, he is.
Loves his little sister.
Yeah, but they literally said fighting spirit.
Yeah, I mean, he's very sort of Yusuke, almost.
Yeah, kind of.
He's
supposed to be like a delinquent, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then he's got like the delinquent with the heart of gold because he loves his little sister.
Yeah. Like it feels very Yusuke, you know?
And not in a weird way.
No, I meant like...
He's stupid gauche. No. I'm just making a joke.
No, not like he's obviously not gauche.
Gauche exists, guys. That's a thing.
Gauche hasn't been around.
Freaking worst.
And so I've kind of forgotten about him.
Yeah.
Which I guess is good.
Oh, also they put a seizure warning on this episode.
Oh yeah.
They just keep it around. They just kept that around, I guess. Also, but it did have some like rapidly moving images that are the same thing, the same two frames over and over again. So yeah, One Punch Man.
Yep. The thing that happened.
I can't wait to see this Shiryu guy get punched in the goddamn face.
Now this guy seems canon. Like, I mean, I guess it's all technically canon, but all of the other like fighters in this tournament all look like, you know, they were thought up in like 6 seconds, except this guy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, he's the only one that's going to stick around for more than 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Everyone else is just going to, you know, vanish. I mean, okay, so this arc, like, in Murata's defense, it kind of makes sense in that this is sort of a parallel character to Galru, or however you say his name. like you'll notice it after a while, especially if you, you know, read the webcomic version of it. But it's the sort of thing, it makes sense. It's just so slow, and you want to get to the good bits, and it's like, no, we must do this instead, and you hate it. I mean the logic behind it works, but then you're like, but I don't care, you know?
Yeah. Dr. Stone. Ohio, Sekai, good morning, world. Dr. Stone, episode 12. Buddies back to back in this episode. They have to contend with the greatest threat they've seen yet, Sully.
Sully.
God damn it, Sully.
God damn it, Sully. Always trying to land these planes on the Hudson.
Yep. Like, I actually like that's where our heads went the second, you know, Sully. Like, there it is.
Yep.
There can be no other Sully before him.
The most famous Sully.
The only famous Sully.
Yes.
I mean, who would be the other famous Sully if there was another one?
The character from Monsters Incorporated.
Oh, shit. I forgot he was named Sully. John Goodman's character.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I completely Sully. Forgot he had a name.
No, they just called him Monster.
No. I thought that, like, no, his name was Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski.
No, that was the one.
Yeah, we're joking.
That was the guy with the eyeball.
Yeah, we're joking.
Hey, remember how Kingdom Hearts 3 should totally have had Mike Wazowski on the cover, but in the place where the rating symbol goes?
Yeah.
So it goes over his face, and he's like, yes. I'm on a video game cover.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Remember that?
I still played that game, and I'm still like, I felt like half the game was missing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've never been so annoyed.
Anyway, on this episode of Kingdom Hearts. Yeah, they need sulfuric acid, so they literally make gas masks, which is extremely impressive.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool.
And then Ginro tags along.
Yeah, Ginro saves the day. Doesn't get lured into the acid by the melting fairy.
The melting fairy.
I'm actually surprised people weren't as confused or put off by this, because it kind of, when I first saw this in the manga and on the anime, it was just weird.
Yeah.
You thought it was real at the first, right?
Well, no, I never thought it was real. I just thought, man, this is a weird way of doing this. Just to personify the acid as a character, sort of.
Look, yeah. It's anime. Anything can be made into a girl.
Yeah, anything can be true. Turned into a waifu.
Yes.
Sulfuric acid, Chan?
No, I mean, let's be real. They literally had an entire series about, like, can-chan. Like, you know, literally soda cans.
I mean, look, there's a new anime kidding. Every season that is... We turned something into a girl.
Yeah.
Tanks are girl. Guns are girl.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one like a cockroach? There was a girl as a cockroach?
Probably.
I seem to remember there was a manga.
Like,
you're talking about
the spider thing.
Umaru-chan.
Possibly. I don't even know what it was called.
The one with the tiny little.
Yeah, she got isekai'd into a spider's body.
Oh, that did that come out?
No, I don't think there's a series yet. I'm thinking of the manga.
No, there's definitely an anime for that.
Not yet.
I don't think it came out yet, though.
No, I think it's an upcoming season. They have a series coming out about the hero who's ridiculously overpowered, but he's also the most cautious human being on.
That's out right now.
That's out right now. I wanted to.
That's out.
To see that.
I would say that the faces the goddess makes are good, and then when literally anything else is happening, it's like...
Well, I mean, that's, you know... I mean, the whole joke is, you know, he's, like, ridiculously being stupid about everything.
But no, also, that joke is bad.
Well, like, it works in the manga, I feel like.
I watched three episodes and found that it quickly became, oh, literally any time she's not making silly faces, I'm dreadfully bored.
Oh, that's a shame. I was worried about that because
it's like episode two was like, here's this big epic battle against a demon lore, and it's like, oh my god, I want to die.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
We've gone like 10 minutes without a joke, and I feel like killing myself.
Oh man, that stinks. Because I remember reading it, and I was like, oh, the action's not bad.
You should watch Ascendance of a Bookworm instead.
Well, I'm not watching anything right now, so.
Okay. Dr. Stone, I'm sorry.
Yes, we got way off track.
I guess, what else happened in Dr. Stone this week?
Well, there was the big scene where basically Senku was like, hey, Chrome, you're going to stay behind because if I die, then all of science dies. And then Chrome was like, you don't tell me what to do, something like that. And he just basically stood up for himself and he was like, listen, asshole, you're my friend. I'm not going to let you die.
Hey, either we get this acid or science dies.
Yeah. Which I thought was cool. I mean, I think it just makes me really like Chrome. It's easy to think of Chrome as like the caveman version of Senku, but he's not. He's a smart guy. He's a real smart guy, and he's actually got a really great heart. You know, and he's a good character.
He's got a head on his shoulders. He's just not, you know.
And he figures shit out too. Like it doesn't. He doesn't have the knowledge that Senku has, but he's not dumb.
I mean, who does? Let's be real.
And he's like, look, dude, if we both go, then that increases our chances, even if just a little. And so they do. And he was right.
And turns out that if he wasn't there, Senku would be fucked.
Yeah, Senku would have died.
Because it turns out those bubbles are dangerous.
Yeah. But so, they go, and then, then Chrome slips.
Oops.
Also, they only gave Ginro his silver spear because they need the silver to like turn black in the presence of sulfuric acid.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's literally the only reason they gave a shit about
it. Like, okay, congratulations. Here's your silver spear. Now walk in front of us, and if that spear turns black, don't go forward because you'll die.
Yes.
And then he was like a real wimp about it.
Like this one dude who leaned down to tie his shoes and then.
Yeah, if it isn't apparent at this point, Ginro is kind of the comic relief character, basically.
I feel like the series needed one of those, and I'm glad they have one now.
Yeah. But he wasn't just completely useless. He got a pep talk from Kaseki, and then he decided to go and rescue them. And I liked the scene, too, where Kaseki was just like, oh, what have I done? I've accidentally made a third gas mask. I'll just leave that here. Maybe someone will need it.
This old dude.
How plot relevant.
As just is. Magically, now he can make anything.
Well, the running joke is that Kaseki makes these things, but he doesn't know what they do. Like, basically, Senku's like, I need you to make this thing. And he'll be like, okay. What is this?
What dumb, stupid thing is this? Be quiet.
Here it is. It's like, I don't know what this is. Here you go. I made it anyway.
It's like, you told me to make this thing that turns like this. There you go. What does it do?
Shut up! All I know is you tried it, you would do it wrong.
Okay, Boomer.
But yeah, they have sulfuric acid now. What's next on the big civilization tech tree? I don't know.
Well, we're getting ready to go into the mini tournament arc.
Oh.
That's coming
tournament
up.
Tournament arc!
Yeah.
I like tournaments.
It's a good one, though, because it's very different than other tournament arcs, so...
As in, like, Kohaku just walks in, knocks everyone off the island, and is like, fuck all y'all.
I liked that episode when Yusuke did that.
Or like it was where Killua killed everyone at the hunter exam. It was like, I'm the only person left. Can I be a hunter?
Yeah, okay.
Fire Force. Fire Force, episode 15, The Blacksmith's Dream. In this episode, we gotta get it. We gotta get a blacksmith, guys. So we need to go tell, ask this guy who clearly wants nothing to do with us and likes to throw cans at our faces.
And he's the only one.
What was the reason they needed this Vulcan guy?
I don't know.
I forget.
It wasn't clear to me. Like, I missed something when they were like, you need to go get this guy. And I was like, and then I forgot.
Maybe he's the only one that can make what they need.
Oh, like the government was like, hey, you guys need to do more research and development.
Oh, right. They needed some schmuck to do it for them.
Here's this dude who we totally didn't see being evil earlier.
No, totally not.
Oh, the guy that wears like the plague mask or whatever.
No, not that guy. I'm talking about the other guy with the big hair earlier in the episode, because he was chilling out with Joker. But yes, obviously Captain Plague Mask is a bad guy.
Yeah, he's apparently running. He's apparently working like really close with that company that runs everything in Tokyo.
Oh, you mean the guys that are secretly trying to do the pilot light thing?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're related. Maybe. I think there's like three factions. I think there's like the good guys. Then there's the corporation, and then there's like the secret society that wants to destroy the world.
No, I mean, let's be real. The secret society and the corporation have a lot of overlap.
Yeah, yeah, they're probably definitely the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's always how it works.
No, that it's either that or, like, the secret society is either that or the good guys.
Right, or it's the good guys, and then the real good guys and the good guys team have to be like, oh, man, we're so corrupt, we have to save it, you know?
So I like this character, Vulcan. I thought it was pretty fun. I liked a lot about this episode. I liked seeing our main cast characters in like their civilian clothes, which is different. And
I always like that.
Yeah, me too. And it's like, and just this whole like concept that they have to go talk this guy into helping them, and he seems like a pretty fun person. They went into like his past and stuff, and I like the scene where like Iris is basically can't resist going around like pushing buttons and things are blowing up.
She's going around pressing the buttons from Megas.
Ooh,
don't hit the all the missiles button.
See, I saw it as the buttons from Dexter's lab.
Oh yeah, she's like Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, get out of my laboratory.
Iris is Dee Dee.
None Dee Dee.
It was nice seeing her again, too. Like, they kind of forgot she existed, and now she's back, so.
Yeah, I was totally ready to be like, Tamaki subsumed her off-screen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, straight up the thing, and just, but, no, she still exists, I guess.
Oh, yeah, and this was, I did like, too, like, there was some world-building in this episode. They start the episode off by basically having a backstory. Like, there was the cataclysm that destroyed the world.
Yes.
Yeah, that's totally not happening right now.
I guess. I mean, yeah. Well, I just meant, yeah. You mean, that's too real.
Yeah.
But, no. So, like, apparently there was the cataclysm and everything burned up. But the other thing that I didn't realize...
Except Japan!
Except, yeah. Apparently, like, Japan has, like, somehow been spared. Makes sense. Maybe it was, like, because it's an island nation. I don't know.
Well, why would that be spared? You'd think they'd be worse off.
No, it's like, as those, like... infectious disease games have taught us Madagascar now rules the world.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, that's an infectious disease game. I'm thinking like the, you know, literally anything else, they'd be the most screwed people on Earth.
Well, maybe. It just doesn't make sense. Like, maybe because they're surrounded by ocean. I mean, because they had fire. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, I mean,
because the series isn't set in anywhere else.
Right.
So.
Whatever. But so the point is it's one of the few places that's left, so they kind of explain that. And they also talk about, like, there's tons and tons of, like, animal species that are just gone now. Like, they were like, they're like, oh, is that an elephant? Like, they don't know what an elephant is. Like, they'd never seen one. I think Iris even says, like, oh, I saw a picture of one once.
Also, disturbingly real.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a little surprised this hasn't come up before.
Well, I guess that's what I'm saying. It's like they didn't go into this before, but it seems like they're finally starting to kind of like do some world building and explain like what is going on in this world. And so it had to do with the fact that the world was almost once destroyed.
Third impact.
Yeah.
No, second impact.
Second impact.
This is the exact same world as Neon Genesis Evangelion.
They're like right next door to Neo Tokyo.
Yeah, like the Evas.
So Neo Tokyo was Akira.
Oh, whoops! You're right.
What am I thinking of? Tokyo 3 is
right. Tokyo 3, because they did Neo Tokyo already.
What if Neo Tokyo, Tokyo 3, and the Tokyo from this show are all like next to each other?
Yeah. Wait, what other Tokyo?
The Fire Force Tokyo.
Right. That's Burning Tokyo, I guess.
Anyway. Yep.
This is so weird.
Fire Force.
I mean, at least things are... Yeah?
Did you decide what game to play?
No, I'm just doing this.
Okay. Anyway, I've got nothing much else on Fire Force.
I mean, I'm glad things are actually starting to happen.
Well, I mean, last arc was the definition of happening.
I guess. I mean, it was fighting and all that stuff. I mean, like, you know, the world building and all that jazz.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, the show continues to be better than I would think it would be.
Yeah, because normally it's very much like, oh, this show is boring and crap. And now it's just sort of like, it's a little boring.
Well then, Food Wars! Food Wars, episode 18, The Fried Chicken of Youth. In this episode, to counter the horrifying invasion of Colonel Sanders, they put chicken in a crepe.
I mean, let's be real, it's just a chicken wrap.
Yeah.
That was some chicken with some lettuce.
Yeah, it's just a chicken wrap.
Looked good.
Yeah, it looked all right.
I had okonomiyaki on Friday.
Okonomiyaki? Mm.
Yes.
That's good stuff.
They put the stuff on top, the little shavings of such that constantly move.
Yeah. That's the bonito flakes.
That's freaky as fuck.
Oh, it's so awesome. It's really tasty. What you should do is the takoyaki. Oh, man.
They have that. But yeah. Also, I need to get a beef bowl. I need to get a classic, just fuck my life up with a bunch of beef and rice.
Oh, beef bowls are good. I love a good beef bowl. I do. They're very good.
So, yeah, they make fried chicken for eating and walking.
Yep.
Yeah, this is true.
Our genius plan. Chicken you can eat and walk.
I mean, it's smart. And then they have the guy selling the beer, and which I wish we had the outdoor drinking culture in the U.S.
Do you?
I mean, it would be more fun to be able to, you know, like, I like it in the summer when they have the, you know, bar and they let you sort of, you know, they have the tables and you sit outside with your friends and it's like, yeah, this is fun.
Well, anyway, they defeat this genius food guy with the genius idea of, we should put it in a wrap.
Yep, I mean, how could he have seen that coming?
How could he have seen that coming?
I have no idea. I mean, it was the most brilliant plan I've ever seen in my life.
Maybe if his stupid, dumbass voice wasn't so bad.
Oh, God. There was like a post-credit scene with him, too, wasn't there? Where they, like, met?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep. No, I remember that.
God, hello, Soma. I'm Aizen.
He was so full of himself. I was like, are you kidding me with this? This is ridiculous.
I'm so incredible. I run half the world.
And I'm still in high school.
Nobody in the real world that is in charge of food is like this.
No.
You know what I mean?
Gordon Ramsay.
No, I mean, even Gordon Ramsay is like, yeah, I'm just going to... Like, he's an asshole.
He's a celebrity at best. Yeah. Like, these people, they act like nations will fall unless they, like, prepare a dish correctly.
Well, and I mean, eventually the series gets there.
Yeah.
But yeah. Bye, Soma's childhood friend.
I was going to say, bye, whatever your name was, the Megami, not Megami. Rough.
Goodbye.
What was literally worse is that her name is almost Megami. It's something like
what
that.
What is her name?
I want to say it's like...
It's almost Megami.
It's not Megami, but it's like...
It's Megami, but it's pronounced Megumi. They pronounce it right this time.
They do it correctly, yeah. No, what is it? Now I need to know. Because it's
that
like so
that
similar.
That explains
stupid.
Why they pronounce Megami so badly.
I'm looking it up. Her name is...
It's Megumi, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Oh, disappointed.
What is it?
I mean, Megumi is also wrong. It's supposed to be...
Oh, here it is. I found it. There's only one letter difference. It's Mayumi. Well, I guess
that's a two-letter difference.
That's two-letter difference. A-Y instead of E-G. But yeah, Mayumi instead of Megumi.
So basically making it incredibly obvious that she was switched out for Megumi at the last second.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably realized, oh, wait, I wanted to have a, you know, whatever, and it didn't work. And
yeah, the writer was like, the author of the mangaka was like, oh man, I should have made Mayumi someone who was a cook. Oh, I'll just invent this other character and I'll call her almost the same thing and make her almost.
And
the
her
same.
Name will be Mayumigi. Yeah,
there you go.
Megumi. Oh,
I mean, I feel like the easy way around all of this would have just been to, you know, change the character on the fly, but guess not.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't have anything else about this episode. And it's fried chicken in a wrap.
Yeah.
Demon Slayer! Demon Slayer Episode 5, My Own Steel. In this episode, now that he's beaten the giant, huge dude, there's literally nothing else that can possibly stand in Tanjiro's way of passing this exam. We don't even see the rest of it.
Yeah, I mean, that was basically the whole point of the arc.
The rest of it is just him stabbing demons and being like, tell me your secrets!
Yes.
Yep.
And they're like, I can't, you're stabbing me!
I don't know any secrets.
And then, surprise, surprise, these random dipshit demons don't know anything about how to, they don't know how to turn a demon back into a human. They're stuck on this mountain. Why would you think that?
Yeah.
Anyway, he gets back home, he gets back to Orokodaki's house, and Nezuko just busts down the door.
Yeah, what was that? Why did she just kick the door open?
Fuck you, door!
She just, like, kicks the door literally off its hinges.
Instead, she should have literally walked through the wall.
Yeah, I mean, that's an option.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
But, yeah, that was nice. Because she, you know, he's like... I think the guy who voices Tanjiro does a really good job of, like... I don't know, like, because he was crying, and it just felt really pretty authentic.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my god, Nezuko, I thought you were never going to wake up.
I mean, it's oddly convenient that, unlike every other demon in the world, she just gains power by sleeping, which makes her Snorlax.
Yep.
No, wait, there was someone else that got power up the same exact way. I can't remember who it was, though.
In this show?
No, in another show.
Oh.
Like it's exactly the same shtick, though.
Hmm. Yeah, it seems kind of familiar.
Like, it was someone, and they got stronger by sleeping. Or, like, they recharged by sleeping.
I mean, to be honest...
I feel like it happens a lot.
It's okay, but, like, it does feel like a cop-out to me, because it's like, oh, well, we can't have Nezuko, eat anyone.
I know. I'm sort of like, oh, you could have had this really sort of morally ambiguous thing going on with the series that would have made it in.
I agree. Made it, like, I think it would have been way more interesting if he was like, what's his face, has to go out and try to find something for Nezuko to eat. You know, that'd be weird. Yeah.
Or like, what is it? He has to do like with the, what the hell is the ghouls, and, you know, get already, he tries to make already dead people work and,
Tanjiro, grave robber.
Are you talking about Tokyo Ghoul?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't take ideas from Tokyo Ghoul.
Okay, I mean, it could have been interesting if they didn't screw up the execution in every possible way.
I agree. I actually totally agree with you. Like, the premise of Tokyo Ghoul is not bad.
It could have worked.
Yeah.
They just fucked it up massively.
It's just so bad and edgy and tryhard.
Yes, it's so tryhard.
It's so edgy. Tokyo Ghoul is Tokyo Ghoul is literally made out of razor blades.
And it makes no sense why it did well and Black Lagoon didn't. Because I'm like, whatever.
Yep.
Whatever.
I'm over it.
Not going to question it.
Well, Nezuko is a demon, not a ghoul. So, thankfully.
Whatever. Same shit.
Also, there's some asshole at the end of the final selection.
Oh, yeah.
Who's definitely not there to respect women.
Oh, of course not.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Tanjiro is, fortunately.
Somebody in the thread was like, it's actually more creepy that those like little girls like weren't like phased by that.
Oh, they're not real. Those are definitely like dolls.
What do you mean?
Those aren't people.
You don't think that those are beings that they're
Those are like dolls. I swear.
I mean, that is still
they're
creepy.
Too creepy.
Yeah.
They're That's too creepy still... not to be just puppets.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can see that, but that's still super fucking creepy.
So yeah, that guy, I'm sure he'll come back. He's just like a real asshole. The guy in the yellow, obviously a main character. We see him in the opening anyway, so and then there was a girl with a butterfly.
Wow, would you look at that? The four people who didn't look like the same dude didn't die.
Yeah. Oh, also, they mentioned too that there were five people who graduated.
Mysterious fifth person behind a bush over here.
Yeah.
I'm Bushman. Demons can't smell me inside the bush. I won 17 chicken dinners this way.
Yep.
That was my strategy in PUBG.
And
become
then,
the bush.
And then some dude shows up with his sword, which turns out to be a black sword, whatever. But like this dude is wearing the dumbest looking mask I've ever seen.
Oh, of course.
Apparently that's like a clown mask.
Yep.
Like that's what clowns look like in Japan,
I guess.
It's almost more scary than our clowns.
Anyway, he yells dramatically, I'm 37!
That is actually creepier.
Which has the same energy as the part and Threw It on the Ground where Andy Samberg throws a phone on the ground and yells, I'm an adult!
Yep.
Yeah, sure are, dude. Anyway, also, the crow is here and the crow can talk, except yellow dude got a sparrow because fuck him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that moment felt very Harry Potter to me for some reason. Like everybody gets their owl, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Harry got a cool owl. It's like, but then Ron's over here like, I got a cockroach.
No, he had a rat.
Yeah, he had a rat.
Yeah.
which actually turned out to be a grown man and slept in his bed.
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, the implications of that are so bad.
Oh, my God.
And like, they pointed out at the time, I think, and it's like, dude, that's creepy.
Yeah, his name was Scabbers.
I mean,
I know, I've seen too much Harry Potter.
That's the perfect name for your nasty-ass rat.
Yep.
It's not even a cute rat. It's a fucking Scabbers. But that rat looks gnarly all the time.
Well, I mean, it was a convicted, not a convicted murderer, but an actual murderer who, like, slept in beds with little boys.
Okay. So. Anyway,
yeah,
pros are here. Talking Crow. Yes. Ah, Tanjiro, go to this village. I don't know.
This is your first mission.
The first one you've ever had.
Well, at least they're doing this. I mean, like, I'm kind of glad that this happened at the end of the episode, because I was like, I'm not sure what's going to happen next. And they're like, here's your first adventure.
It's like, instead, it's just like, okay, Tanjiro, pick a direction, walk in it until you run into a demon.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, shit, we passed Inuyasha on the way here. It's like, you also doing the endless circuit of Japan? Yep.
Yep.
All right.
This show,
how many times have you circled Japan? 17.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
I do admit, this show really... I think that's probably one of the reasons this show is popular, is it is so much like Inuyasha.
It really is.
I guess it's just like more in tone than anything, just like the look of it.
I mean... It does feel
it's
like...
It's completely
better.
Lacking the shoujo elements of Inuyasha.
Yeah, it's lacking that, and it's better animated, I think, is fair to say. But other than that, it very much feels like Inuyasha.
Yeah, I gotta be careful how I say this. I'm not saying that, like, this show is like Inuyasha. I'm just saying that, like, it looks like Inuyasha. Like, in, like, the way that people are dressed.
Yes.
And that they have swords.
Yeah.
And that they fight demons.
Yeah. It's very tonally similar to Inuyasha.
It's like the premise
is
similar.
And then yellow hair guy is running around being like, wind tunnel! And then Naraku's like, bees!
I do expect something like that to happen at some point.
How many episodes is this again?
26.
Recurring villain.
26.
Yeah. I mean, it keeps going after that, so.
No, it's a movie after that.
Right.
Because fuck.
Yeah.
Black Clover. Black Clover, episode 94, New Future. I have nothing to say about Black Clover.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the only thing that is worth mentioning is that the bad guys, the Eye Midnight Sun guys, put their crystals into the crystal thing, which, by the way, just happens to be in that giant skull that's in the
right,
show.
Right.
Which was kind of funny. No. Like, does no one go in there and look around?
Nope.
I guess not. You'd think that'd be like a major attraction, considering it almost wiped out the fucking planet.
No, doing that is illegal.
Yeah, anyway. So they're in there doing that. They put the thing in there, and then suddenly all of these people all over the world start turning into elves, and gasp! Yuno starts turning into an elf.
Oh, yeah. So now we finally get to have our big Asta versus Yuno fight.
Somehow I doubt that's going to happen.
I guess that's what that means. I mean, I'm assuming they're turning into elves because they just get elf ears.
Because turns out everyone was an elf.
A lot of people were, not everyone. I don't think Asta will be an elf.
Well, no, because he's a demon.
No, that you're thinking of Fire Force.
No, he's also a demon.
He's got I guess you're right. He kind of is, isn't he? He has that black crap that comes out of him.
Yeah, it's demon crap.
Yeah, could be, yeah.
I mean, what the hell else could it be?
I don't know. I don't understand the way this world works. It's confusing.
Nobody understands the way this world works.
Like, I don't understand why everyone has magic floating books.
Nobody understands that.
That's all I gotta say.
All right, fuck Black Clover. JoJo!
Yay!
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Golden Wind, Episode 3. Meet the gangster behind the wall. In this episode, in order to work his way up the mafia and take down the boss, Giorno has to start at the bottom by meeting this dude who is a bed.
What the fuck is this guy?
So weird.
And this dude who eats his fingers and is fine.
Yep.
None of these things have anything to do with his stand power, by the way.
Nope. They just happen.
This guy's a freaking monster.
Polpo regular abilities. become bed, eat fingers.
Yep, it's about right. It's about
what
right.
What is going that's, on?
That's, anyway,
that is something that normal people do. Don't question it.
Anyway, he's chilling in he's chilling in prison.
100%.
Like, he's like, this is pretty good. The only bad thing is I don't have the Sistine Chapel on my ceiling. So that sucks.
I mean, you could probably find a way to get it there.
Anyway, he's got like a fridge full of wine and shit.
I mean, he's living pretty good. This is like when the Kingpin, like when Norman Osborn goes to prison or some shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, this is actually the most believable part of the show.
Yes.
Is that this guy's like making a living while in prison, because everything else about this guy is like insanity.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is something that does happen is, like, you know, you'll have like the mafia boss secretly running things from prison.
Yeah, but nobody even mentions the fact that he's like a 12-foot tall giant monster with a pointed nose.
Well, I mean, if they mentioned it here, they'd have to mention it in One Piece, and nobody wants to mention it in One Piece because, you know, then they have to mention all the other weird.
Everyone is weird in One Piece.
Exactly.
That's why nobody talks about it. They're just used to it.
And adult humans can range from 5 feet to 20 feet tall.
Yeah. Yes. They're just called tall humans.
They're just called. They're just big.
Yeah. Yep.
There's humans and there's large humans.
Yeah. So yeah.
Anyway.
Like, I mean, even Giorno is like looking at this guy. He's like, "What the hell is this?" So you know it's weird. Shit. I can't get over this guy. Like, what the fuck are you thinking? What was he smoking the day he drew this guy?
Pulpo is a fantastic, like, first bad guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun, you know?
Anyway, Pulpo's like, hey, you want to join the gang? Take this lighter. Keep the flame lit for 24 hours. Bye. And then Pulpo just starts spraying him with a super soaker.
Yeah.
Well, then we eventually see his actual stand, which is, I'm not really even sure. It's just something that walks around and is like, you put out the flame. And then it killed like janitor or something.
It spat out one of the arrows.
Oh, yeah.
Killed the janitor. Yeah, By the way, the arrow is back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense. You know, it explains why Koichi is there then.
No, Koichi's there just because Jotaro heard about, hey, I think Dio's son might be a sand user in Italy.
Yeah. Also, he was like in this episode looking for his passport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, meanwhile, Koichi can't find his passport. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Also, in this episode, Giorno turns a light into a snake and has it eat some bread.
Yeah, I think his power is kind of neat. Like, you know, the thing that was weird about that scene is I couldn't tell if he could control the snake. Like, I don't think he could.
No, I don't think so.
I think he was like, he's hoping it would grab it. Yeah.
Ow!
Yeah.
Like, he rigged it so, it was in a position where it would probably work.
And, like, he did the thing, too, where he, like, turned the lighter into a flower.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of seems like a cheat to me. Because then he turns it back into a lighter and it's still a flame.
Hey, it worked.
I guess.
Anyway, the flame never went out. Or he didn't change all of it into... I don't know.
He hid it inside
the flower.
Yeah, he put the flame inside the flower. Which at that point I would have just been like, well, leave it that way.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Anyway. I mean, just keep transforming the flame into random stuff.
Yeah. It's like easy like, way like, out
why
of this.
Not? Yeah, why not just use your stand power to keep doing that? Like, keep turning it into a flower every, like, 5 minutes.
But no.
Anyway, now we've got this arrow dude walking around being like, you know my secret! Also, this design is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder if, like, this gang or whatever, like, they use this stand power to turn other people into stand users because they have the arrow.
Oh, well, guess what? You just nailed it.
Yeah, it sounds. I mean, it's kind of obvious.
The actual actual test is you can't pass it, so you're just gonna get stabbed by the arrow and either become a stand user or die.
Yeah.
Ah, makes sense.
Anyway,
I thought the test was like a test of honesty, And it was like, oh, if you, you know, put the flame out, just admit you didn't do it. Because he was going on about how you got to be trustworthy.
Yeah, if you try to relight the lighter, it shows up.
Yeah.
And it's like, the fuck are you doing? I mean, I guess somebody could make it through the whole 24 hours without the flame going out.
Yeah.
But then they don't get a stand. Ha ha.
Well, I mean, you know, odds are they're going to get killed instead, so.
Now that we're feeling so horny, Naruto Shippuden.
God.
Is here to make us flaccid again. Naruto Shippuden, episode 274. The complete Inoshika Cho formation in this episode. Nah. Choji's looking at a butterfly.
Yeah, it's very kind of dumb as hell. Who cares?
That I don't, so let's skip it.
I can't care less about Choji and his insecurity.
I mean, A, because it was never set up and we were never, you know, meant to care about Choji in the first place.
The animation was garbage.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, and he turned into a butterfly.
He did.
Oh yeah, Choji's like the caterpillar from Bug's Life. I'm a beautiful butterfly.
He is. I mean, Choji could have been an interesting character, but they never do anything with him.
The story of Naruto. Man, that person could have been an interesting character, but they never do anything with them.
Yes, pretty much it.
Lupin the Third. Lupin the Third, Part 5, Episode 21, An Outdated Master Thief. In this episode, Mark Zuckerberg just runs the world now. Thanks.
Yeah, social media is bad.
Social media is bad.
You know what? This guy looked to me like... Do you guys remember the Gargoyles cartoon?
He looks like David Xanatos.
Yeah, he looks like Xanatos. That's what I thought.
Yeah, no. Yep, there it is. Yep.
He looks exactly like him. So yeah, anyway, Xanatos has created PeopleLog, the AI system that will predict your every move and desire and everything.
Oh, so yeah. It's just China's big social control thing. It's like mixed if you in. Point it at someone and says, this person doesn't play their debts.
Yeah, no, this person is.
It's also mixed with Twitter.
Basically.
So anyway, the end result is everyone can find Lupin at any time.
Yes.
Yep.
Even under a disguise.
And they know where he's going to, like, escape. Because, like, there's a 87% chance he'll use the sewer.
Yeah, but it's also filled with fake news.
Such as?
That he killed a man.
Oh, yeah.
Or that he kidnapped that lady.
Well, Lupin has definitely killed a man.
Well, not that
Lupin
man.
Has killed multiple people.
Yeah, yes, but those were nobodies.
Yeah, but just not the people he's accused of having killed this time.
Goemon is a walking mass murderer.
he really is.
I did like the moment in this episode though, where like Goemon sees that girl's phone, and it's that he's like,
wait.
Lupin's henchman.
Oh, he was
the
not happy.
Fuck! It's like, sorry, dude, you're Lupin's henchman now.
He thought he at least got even billing.
No, sorry.
Well, it kind of does answer the question we were asking 2 weeks ago about, or maybe it was last episode.
It was last episode that never got recorded. It was last episode, yeah.
When we were talking about what is Goemon's reason to even be there?
Yeah, no, and we actually went and we found all of this on like Wikipedia and stuff, and it was all like genuinely interesting, and we're not doing it again.
I know, but it's funny though. This episode straight up said it. It's like, oh yeah, he's like the, what was it like the
Goemon to like the 14th or something.
Yeah, the 14th generation of from the original Goemon. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny that we were thinking that, and then the show just comes out and explains it.
Yeah.
Another weird detail I noticed too is that when Ami is sitting there with her cell phone and she's checking out like Lupin's profile, because apparently, you know, she's got like a big crush on Lupin.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, her screen name is Hedgehog Girl. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
I think it's because she's like
prickly
a
and hard to approach.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a weird like Sonic the Hedgehog reference.
No.
Because her name is Ami, or kind of like
that would
Amy.
Be so weird. Yeah.
It's a stretch.
God, I hope it isn't that.
I don't think it is. I think you guys are right. It's like because she's not approachable.
Yeah.
So yeah, now Lupin is on the run, and Fujiko is naked and chained up inside a birdcage because
she's been kidnapped.
This guy went from being like
kidnapped.
Like, this guy's like, oh yeah, I'm like the Steve Jobs or whatever, to suddenly just being like, I'm taking over the fucking world.
Yeah, he's like Bond villain Mark Zuckerberg. No, he's the Bond villain from what was it, Die Another Day or whatever.
Yeah. Or no, Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yep.
Right, yeah, that one.
Oh my god, remember how Tomorrow Never Dies literally made Rupert Murdoch into a Bond villain?
Yes.
Yep.
It's not a great movie, though.
No.
Try to remember a single scene from that movie.
No, the thing where he had, like, total control over everything or whatever.
That's not a scene. That's just, the whole movie.
No, there was a thing where he was like, and now I have total control over blah, 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 blah.
I remember, like, a scene where he was, like, standing in front of a giant TV screen, and he's like...
That's the one I'm talking about.
Okay, so where he's, like, dictating, he's like, this is what I want the headline to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also the part where James Bond has a remote-controlled car.
He's driving it with his phone.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's the it's the same one with the one it's also the one where he gets tortured in the beginning.
No, that's Die Another Day.
North Korea. I thought that was.
Is this the one though where the car turns invisible?
That's Die Another Day.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's Die Another Day. I always confuse those two for some reason. I feel like Pierce Brosnan really got dicked out of being Bond because he had like one good movie and then they decided, let's just do bullshit the rest of the time.
Yep.
Yeah, they need to bring back Nyx. He's a better Bond.
I do like him. I miss him. He's fun.
Well, anyway, does this like happen to Fujiko every single season?
I feel like it does.
Where she's like, whoops, I've accidentally been tied up naked in like a blimp or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like we were saying last week. She was basically designed to be the Bond girl of the series, only the author got lazy and didn't want to keep, redrawing, new characters. So he's like, yeah, you'll just be the same person the whole time.
Yep. Also, judging by her expression at the end of the episode, I don't think she even cares.
No, she's probably waiting to steal something.
This is like the 17th time. She's at this point, she's just like, hey, this is fine.
I mean, we know enough to know that she doesn't give a shit about being naked. Like, she just doesn't care.
Yeah, she's totally fine with that part.
Yeah, she just flaunts
it's just, like, I am totally convinced that she's just waiting to, like, for an opening to, completely destroy people's path for some reason and get rich doing it.
Yeah.
Because that is totally a Fujiko thing to do, is, oh no, Lupin, please save me. Oh, I never actually needed your help. I just needed you to distract the guy while I stole all his valuables. And I'll maybe give you, like, a ring or something.
So, how many episodes are left?
3. Really?
Yeah, I think this is the last arc.
Yeah, well, I knew that. I just didn't know, like, how long it was. So, 3 more episodes of combating Xanatos and his... supercomputer.
Yeah. I'm disappointed. I like more, but I'm like, it makes sense.
It's over now. Time to go.
Yeah. I mean, it's not overstaying its welcome.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the block for this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What was your guys' favorite episode? B-dubs.
I actually don't know this week.
Yeah. Neither do I, actually. I'll just go JoJo.
Okay, fair enough.
C-Kohler?
I know it's weird, but I'm going to pick the My Hero Academia episode.
That is weird. Why?
I don't know. I just liked it for some reason.
It was a recap.
I like these kids.
All right.
They barely did anything.
This is true. Yeah.
But they were there. They were in the background.
Dark Shadow grabbed some food, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, that'll do it for episode 175 of the Toonami Escape Podcast. Thank you, C-Color.
No problem.
Thank you, B-Dubs.
Okay.
We'll see you guys next week for episode 176. Good night. Later.